With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans missed another deadline to produce a massive budget package of tax cuts and slashing and spending. Instead, Senate Republicans took the lead on Friday, jumping ahead of the House and unveiling a more tailored version, a $340 billion blueprint focused primarily on the president's deportation agenda and bolstering U.S. defense spending. Speaker Mike Johnson says the House Democrats are desperate to stop Trump's agenda at almost any cost, so it would appear. But he says it just doesn't seem to be working out for them.
This week, Democratic leadership sent a letter to their members that you all saw that the media characterized as a war plan to take on President Trump. In the letter, the Democrats laid out the foundation for a government shutdown. That's their plan, to stop President Trump. And the question we're all asking is, why do they want to stop?
Democrat John Fetterman said in a podcast this week his party may never be able to regain the support of male voters. GOP Senator Dave McCormick says if that's true, it has a lot to do with the party's progressive and leftist policies.
Those policies are bankrupt, and I think the American people see it. So unless they do a big turnabout, I think it's going to be looking good for Republicans for years to come.
And he spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A New Hampshire man has become the second person known to be living with a pig kidney. Born that innovative medical procedure from correspondent John Scott in this report.
Massachusetts General Hospital announced Tim Andrews recovered well enough after the January 25th transplant to leave the hospital just a week later. He now is free of 2 years of dialysis. He's the first of three patients in a Mass General pilot study. Another pig supplier, United Therapeutics, is set to begin a slightly larger clinical trial soon.
And that report from correspondent John Scott. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back. Here's Michael Harrington.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups, and terminate grants and contracts related to transgenderism. This is SRN News. There may be gold in them, there are hills, even if it is a long ways away, the moon.
U.S. and British scientists have determined an asteroid that slammed into the moon about 3.8 billion years ago carved out a pair of canyons on its far side, each about the size of the Grand Canyon. That's good news for NASA, leaving older rocks exposed for collection by moonwalkers. These older rocks can help shed light not only on the moon's origins, but also Earth's. The scientists.
And that report from Michael Jones. House Republican leadership held a press conference Wednesday where, among other things, they discussed the immediate success made by the president's Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats in Congress have come up with what they've titled a war plan of their own to stop the budget cuts. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.